Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March the 17th, 77th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the Humboldt Municipal Water District, Sherry Wu. Good afternoon to you.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to do. Just say good afternoon. That's all.
Good afternoon,
You waiting
Brian.
For more?
No.
You want accolades?
Sure.
Okay. Tough.
Let's hear them. Let's get it going, man.
Yeah, just tough. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about, one, how the replacement job search is going for the current general manager, Carol.
Right.
As she's given notice, and apparently it was accepted.
Very reluctantly
Yeah, that's a
accepted.
Yes in there
Basically,
somewhere.
Okay, she kind of made some noises about retiring. We all denied it.
Yeah, know, that's
a
good.
Of denial phase.
Okay.
So we had to go through that first.
So we'll talk about replacing her and then also job searching for a senior management position.
Sure.
Two different things. This time they're related, but they are different, and we'll talk about.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Wu, but before we do, our quote this afternoon, Winston Churchill, success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm. Man, ain't that the truth,
success,
huh?
Or, I'm just not going to, kind of like our thing with Carol. We're just going to deny that it's happening. We're just going to move forward.
Yeah, with enthusiasm.
With enthusiasm. Yes.
How tough is it to replace, and I'm going to make a couple presumptions,
sure.
Somebody who has your esteem and who's also a buddy? You know, the personal dynamics that are in there. How tough does that make it?
It's super tough because it's really hard for me, at least. I can't speak for everybody else on the board. But for me, it's very hard to separate what Carol does as a person, as being very personable. She remembers people's names like instantly. You know, she meets them one time. She's such a good communicator. So it's really hard for me to separate that from what I believe a general manager should be now. After, because she's the only general manager that I've known.
Well, other than at other places that count.
Yeah.
But in that setting, perhaps.
Exactly.
I would think, and you got all the glossy and the fancy and the woof-woof. Okay, fine, dandy. But the personal traits that come to play. Yeah, I don't know too many of the GMs in the area that would have been able to do what she did in the discussions around fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussions around water going out to the spit for, well, I guess we never really got to the point of determining whether or not we wanted to
have still doing that.
Certain facilities located out
there.
Eureka kind of screwed that one up a little bit. And deal with the aggressive environmental community and then the aggressive development community and everybody in between and have everybody say, good person.
I know. That's what I mean. It's a really tough job.
So how do you look for that kind? Or what have you guys told the headhunters, I guess, to look for on the personality or those elements that really aren't part of the job, but by golly, they're part of the job?
Well, right now what we've done is, first of all, we decided to advertise the position ourselves, you know, that we knew that there were other
really?
People. Yes, there were consultants who wanted, $20,000-$30,000.
How much beer did it take you guys to think that you're personnel people, too?
Well, we realized that $30,000 the ratepayers, maybe they, So we used all of our AQUA, the Association of California Water. You know, we have a lot of contacts, right?
Yeah, there's networking.
So we went by that.
How'd you find Carol?
You know, that was before my time, but she came on from PG&E as a you know, relatively low level kind of, you know, assistant kind of, and she worked her way up. So
you wouldn't find Carol doing it the way you're doing it.
So we kind of looked around at staff and yeah. So anyway, there are people who are local who've applied, and there are people from out of the state who've applied. So we know that we've gotten the message out. Hey, even on LinkedIn, I got contacted. It was pretty funny.
Okay. I boy, am I going to rear myself on this one. Wow. It would be like somebody saying that they could do what 35 years of experience that I'm doing on their own as a hobby. Or somebody doing what you're doing as a career track that I could do as a find somebody who could do it just as good as you. I don't have any
knowledge.
I think
it will be just as good, but it will be different. And that's the thing that, you know, we all kind of have to realize is, so since we can't clone Carol, right, we're going to get a GM who will do the position, do what needs to be done, but in a slightly different way. And they'll have to do it his or her way.
Well, and that's going to be the case anyway. I know what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
Is the risk of somebody who, you know, you can't afford to miss.
Hey,
if I'm hiring an entry level.
Misses happen, and we've seen them. So,
yeah.
And we all survive, but we're, you know, obviously we don't want to have a miss. Obviously.
So you're going to bring in the HR people from the county or from the cities be involved in this somehow?
Yeah, people are involved. It's not just us five up on the on the dais. We're happy to spread the blame as far as we can.
and the fear that I've got is that there's going to be plenty to go around.
No, we're going to do a great job. Having seen some of the oopsies of, you know, other, I mean, that just happens because people present themselves differently to higher ups versus lower downs.
HR,
right?
Is the biggest challenge I think any business has.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. Whether it's the clerk stocking the grocery store shelves,
uh-huh,
or somebody with more authority is the biggest crapshoot. And I know the guys that do it that are at the upper echelons, mm-hmm, do it, and they use the profile testing, and they do all the stuff, and they do the interviews, and they're gonna—they have a higher rate of burnout, I guess, than what some of us do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boy,
yeah, but having, I think, the people who are going to be involved in the selection process are people who will be working for the GM and also who the GM is working for.
We'll talk about those chummy relationships when we come back. It's 3:19.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Wu, one of the five electeds. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
See, I'm building you back up again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm shaking his
Water
confidence,
District.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the fact, what you disclosed at the end of the last segment was that staff and the board are doing the search and the HR for Carol's replacement.
Right.
Okay. For those that are having concern with that.
Which could be the fellow I'm looking at right now.
Which could be a majority of who's around you right now. Yeah, yeah. Build my confidence back up.
I will.
That this is not...
like a train wreck.
A huge risk.
Right, right. Okay. I would say, first of all, that this whole thing is a risky thing. I mean, whenever you're looking for somebody who is going to be a real key
person... Okay, isn't adding another layer of risk. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's guaranteed...
Yeah, there's
risk.
Okay, well, I think... we have minimized the risk immensely. First of all, the people who contacted us who wanted to, you know, oh, we'll find your GM for you. When we look at what they're going to do, a lot of it was, we will advertise it for you. And, you know, with the media and the contacts that we have through state organizations and whatnot, we were able to put it out there such that we got applications from out of state even and from all over the state. So I feel like we kind of covered that. Then the other part that they would have...
Was it poundage or was it quality?
I think quality.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had the other thing that was great was other organizations, you know, in our area and also the state organization, they gave us a lot of their, you know, text and, you know, here's how you look for a GM. Here are the qualifications that every GM has. Now you put the ones that you need because it's Humboldt on top of it. You know,
augmented.
Yeah. So we did that, and that all went out. So, like I said, we got a pretty good coverage of folks. That was actually a concern. What if we put this out and nobody applies? And we're, you know, so no, that we did that well, and so now we're in the process of having phone interviews, and then we're also going to have. I think we mentioned this already, right? That people from kind of like staff who the GM would work, who would be their boss, and then people who the GM is, you know, working for. So we're going to have that up and down kind of interviews.
Boy.
Yeah, you're still not convinced.
No, because, you know, to me, particularly the position, you know, the board, you guys know some of the backstory.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not, you know, I'll probably get calls from my buddies who work on the staff, but there's a reason why that they're not the general manager.
Yeah.
You know, they're...
Wait a minute, which staff? Humboldt Bay staff? Or do you mean just staff here?
In general terms.
Oh, okay.
You know, they do what they do well, but it's like the Peter principle to move somebody up. You know, get somebody to their level of incompetence rather than saying, you know, I'll use my industry as a example. Most general managers come up through the sales track.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The worst thing you can do with most salespeople is make them a sales manager.
Ah, right.
Because now they've got management responsibilities, and instead of doing it what it was that they were successful at,
mm-hmm.
now you're taking away a majority of that and giving them this new challenge that they may not have the skill set for.
Right. And this one is that
And then to now take that parallel
right.
into HR, you know, who are they going to be looking for as a general manager? Somebody that is a taskmaster?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Somebody that fits into the culture, maybe not. Somebody that fits in the culture that they want?
Somebody who
probably.
Fits into our culture.
So, yeah, how do you balance? Because you've got the community culture.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the political culture.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the board's political culture.
Oh, we're so easy to work.
Yeah. And the, and then
like
the staff culture, the day-to-day operational culture.
Sure.
You know, four different perspectives, four different potential cultures.
How
do you get everybody on that same wavelength, or do you even worry about that?
Oh, no, I totally worry about that. Totally. And so, you know, I think that really does come into... Now you have to get people in and talk with them, first on the phone and then in person. You know, you can only tell so much from paper or from, you know, electronic email, whatever, right? So we have to get these people in. I mean, that's why I also
didn't think
that.
Hopefully the airport's working.
Well, yeah. That is true, but that's not my issue.
Yeah.
Airport is not my thing.
Different general manager issue. Yeah okay. So if we think of the funnel as a number of applicants on the uh-huh. right end and uh-huh. down to the phone call part.
Yeah.
What percent do you think has been called out already of all the applicants?
Oh, I don't even know if I should say that.
Half?
I'm kind of new at this whole, you know, what's good to say, what's bad to say
okay.
about.
What I'm getting at is, were there enough applicants so you throw away a majority of them early on?
Yeah.
So that you're starting to deal with a top tier.
Yeah, in other words, I think that, and this again makes me feel more comfortable, and why I'm just like outraged that you would think that we'd be incompetent.
I see outrage all over your face.
Because we did get a good pool of applicants, I feel like, okay, phew, we did it well.
First hurdle overcome.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times 3:35. We'll see if I can throw in a couple more hurdles when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Wu from the Humboldt Municipal Water District Board. Sherry, as you're looking at, and whether it's a general manager position or a senior management, I mean, it could be the same.
Okay.
It's one is going to be a little bit more visible than the other because they're your spokesperson and your PR person and your figurehead and kind of the face of the pumps.
Okay.
Which kind of sounds a little weird.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds better than some of the other phrases that could be used. Okay. Yeah. What do you see as, I'm imagining that now that the entire board is in the selection process, as well as staff and others, what's your number one? What are you looking for? Technical competency? Are you looking for intellect? Are you looking for somebody who's a good PR person? All the other things are there,
right?
But what
somebody
leaps?
Somebody, I can't even nail it down to one thing. I have to put ands in there. Okay, somebody who is a super quick learner and who can communicate well. Because nobody's going to be able to just step into this job and, you know, even if it was another general manager from another water district, you have to learn what our system is and what our issues are. So, you know, somebody has to be a super quick learner. And the other thing is they have to be able to communicate well to, like you just said, all of our different people that the general manager has to kind of liaise with every day.
So to communicate, you're not looking for somebody who's a ha-ha.
What do you mean?
A laugh, humor, doesn't have to be over-the-top, engaging personality. I mean, there are a lot of brain surgeons that have really bad bed manner.
Yes.
We do not need that. We're doing this because bing, 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 bing. So the communication is clear.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of lovey-dovey. But, you know, you want the best brain surgeon you can get, right?
Well, see,
when it's your brain.
I think because a person who is a good communicator gives that feeling of respect to people. Like, you know, as long as you're up straight with me, I'll be up straight with you. You know, so there isn't just a lot of monkeying around and a lot of posturing.
So clarity, but with soft corners.
Well, don't you think that's been her success?
You know, I've wondered, you know, Carolyn and I, 10, 15 years, there's a record of us working together on a bunch of stuff. Dependability is one thing that, because a lot of people will flap their gums, but a significant minority percentage will deliver the goods. She does.
I know it.
So that's not a communication element necessarily. I suppose you could argue it would be if.
Well, because otherwise you're just a poser, you know?
I've known people who are very successful, and what they do is they go out and they're the lead, you know, they're the person out in front battling the headwinds, but they always defer to staff, other staff.
You mean to make it so?
Senior staff. Middle management, whoever's area of responsibility, and they bring them forward into the spotlight. So it's not, worst case scenario, it's me, okay? So we're not going on this one. But it's me, and the question is about something that is your area of expertise.
Right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But here's Sherry Wu, who deals with that on a basis that's far more intimate than what I'll ever get, to really give you the nuts and bolts. Okay.
Well,
now that's somebody who, might be a quick learner, and basically it's, okay, I know I'm not going to be smart in this area. I'm going to bring up the person who handles that and let them bask in the glory rather than me as the title.
And that's
two different dynamics.
It's a different thing, and I guess the reason we haven't, that maybe, that Carol's been our, person who's the jack of all trades and who's, our definite front person on so many different, on the technical level, the regulatory level, legal, all of those, right? We've been super lucky in that. But it's also, we just don't have the staff. And so,
a lot of those areas of expertise do default back to the general manager.
Well,
because there's nobody else.
She has, our financial guy, John, and of course the superintendent, right? They're busy, man, So, yes, they go out and they can make statements and they definitely go to the meetings and all that. But, they got some real work to do, too. So, I think it would have been great for Carol, and maybe we would still have her for a couple more years.
Yeah. See, you just used up all the juice. Yeah,
burned her right up to a little cinder. Yeah, if we had had some more staff, but again, it's that balance between, ratepayers and
economic realities too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Your staff size is only going to be so.
That's what I'm saying.
So far,
yeah.
So, are you looking for somebody? Would the ideal profile from what you guys have put together and talked about, somebody from like an East Bay Mud, big, who's kind of a middle level to stand out and to run because it's kind of like the size of their division or their area of responsibility now, somebody from a smaller bumping up that may not have had some of these challenges before?
Right.
Water term, a lateral.
Yeah.
From a comparable in another market.
Does rainy mean the weather?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Today? Somebody who may locate here because of the physicalness of our area.
Well, see, that's, I think,
rather than it being a bigger challenge or a smaller challenge.
Right. I can't really answer that yet because I think we board and everybody else making the decision will kind of coalesce into what is turning out to be important things based on who is, who we're talking to. But I do know that one thing that it's just a whole living in Humboldt thing. And
it's a significant issue.
And you can't see. I have learned some stuff about HR. You can't say, is your spouse going to be okay with this? You really can't say that.
Right.
So, yeah.
But everybody has been in a setting where you look down the hall and the new guy that was there for 6 months is now gone, and it's because the family didn't, the fit wasn't right.
Yeah.
Great job. Wrong area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not really being negative because there's a lot of probably great jobs we all could take in other areas and we wouldn't fit in.
Right.
So, obviously it's a two-way street.
Yeah, so it's this thing about, that's why we put out, those of you out there can't see this nice little glossy pamphlet, this brochure that we put out that was the...
It's really a lot of blue.
Well, it's water.
Yeah.
Okay, get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Has our logo on it. But what this pamphlet is really describing our area. So, hey, people who, if you're going to apply and go through the interviews, let's not waste each other's time.
Yeah, if you want metropolitan.
This is not the place.
No.
Right.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Sherry Wu.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherry Wu. Sherry, so what kind of timeline is the organization on? Obviously, Carol, she's not going anywhere, so she'll be around.
Yes.
And I know that's almost expected from city managers when they give notice.
Right.
If they're like Tyson, Dave's been around, or Randy with Arcata was around if Karen. There's right. That residual, which is kind of cool that, I guess we are kind of the retirement area rather than the stepping point off. But realistically, she wants to retire. She wants to retire. She doesn't want to keep coming
back
yet.
That's right. And
so what kind of timeline or calendar are you guys working against to find not only her replacement, but then the mentor train up period too?
Well, we have a whole, Gantt charty spreadsheet thing, right, of course, because we're all engineers at heart. But So basically we did that and we realized that we should have cut short our denial period by, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. So we started a little behind, but we're back on track now. And so beginning middle of summer, we want to have this person already on board. So we're, you know, interviewing people by phone next week. We will call people in for interviews, whether we have to fly them in or, you know, whether they're local.
I would think you would want to tour them.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. There's a whole Essex. Yeah, you know, and they're going to meet some of the Muni folks or municipalities. And so I suppose if we could get the person physically here in June and then...
So hired in June?
Yeah, and then this person in Carroll could, you know, overlap some.
You didn't say this person named Carroll, did you?
It was
this person with Carroll.
No, this person that we're that we're cloning from Carroll, Carroll 2.
So if the person's name happens to be Carroll, which is a non-sexist name, can go, you know, either male.
No, I said the person with Carroll. You didn't hear the preposition. I didn't say the...
Then you said clone, so, you know, it'd be Carroll 2. Which is a guy or a gal.
That's true.
With the name Carroll.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, well.
Well, my grandpa's
brother's was happening. Carol. It's just not happening.
All right,
like
fine.
I said, we were in denial for a while.
I think the community will be as well.
Yeah.
So sometime by mid to late summer, somebody should be in and...
Yes.
Not up to speed 100%, but pretty darn close.
Oh, no. I think they'll... I mean, the job for sure takes a while to learn, but we'll have them there.
And... Let's see. So if you guys are talking to them next week, then the visitations would have to happen the following month.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to cut it down to 5 and then start making the offers? I mean, is there a magic number or you just want to winnow it down? Okay.
Right. There isn't a magic number because it all depends on the folks. You know, the people who we're calling next, some could just say, oh, I didn't realize you were north of San Francisco.
Did a little research
Northern California. I thought that was San Francisco.
Yeah, how close to Fresno are you? Yeah, well.
Actually, that would be the question, is how far away? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah, some of those real basic kinds of questions I would imagine.
Yes, I mean,
there
are people who might just really, we realize it's not a good fit on both ends.
Good deal. Well, hey, have fun.
Oh, it's so stressful.
Yeah. So that means next month, send in Carol. She's probably coasting on this thing.
Oh, no. She is working so hard with us.
Oh, good. So she is involved in the process as well.
Oh, majorly involved. Yes.
Very cool. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Brian.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.